Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On Sunday.
This is Justin Bethel.
Yes! That was so good!
69 News.
All right, here we go. It is a Tuesday at noon 30. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness on Gresh and Keefe. And, of course, it is after Thanksgiving. That means it is officially Christmas season.
That's right. Are you full of Christmas cheer to spread it all around for everyone to hear?
I am trying my best, although I don't have my tree yet. Hopefully tomorrow. I wanted to get it pre-Thanksgiving. My wife said no, therefore it was a no. And now tomorrow, hopefully, after work.
Hopefully?
Hopefully. Should work. Yeah, tomorrow should. Tomorrow works.
I would think. I
hope. Mine's been up for over a week.
No, but
you
I meant.
You son of a. Yes, yeah, December 1st, so I better get it tomorrow, and I better just put up all kinds of decorations tomorrow.
But I meant on the hopefully part of it, as yeah. In have you been cleared to
oh,
go
yes.
Get the tree?
We've been given the go-ahead.
And now it's all in your lap.
Well, it is. Well, we're trying to figure out, can we go with my daughter, or is she going to be napping when I want to go? It's a whole thing. It's not neither here nor there.
F-A-K-E-T-R-E-E.
I know you like the fake tree, but I am a real tree. They're real and they're spectacular. And
strap it to scratch up your nice new car on the roof.
Correct. You get
yep.
That?
Yeah, so got this, that?
So basically from right around Thanksgiving till the next couple of weeks, that is the Super Bowl for Christmas tree salesmen and women around the country, right?
Ooh, yes.
This is their time to make all their money. And we're going to go out to Utah for a gentleman that has found a way to get a lot of attention to his Christmas tree farm.
Oh, okay then.
First,
let's not put it in an IHOP parking lot?
No, he's not doing that. That is a
like
that's
down
one
the road.
Way, that is one way of doing it. That's fine. A tree is a tree. But let's also start with a news anchor who may not be familiar with every form of social media.
A Utah Christmas tree business is going viral on TikTok.
Any chance he knew TikTok before
none.
This video?
None.
I would say
zero.
None.
Had heard it. Yeah. Had no idea what it was.
Had no idea, but he's like, you know what? I'm just going to put
shocked
my head down.
Shocked he didn't call it Tic-Tac.
I was just going to say, he thinks it's the little breath mints that you got in the thing that you put in your pocket.
He just says it in a way in which he doesn't think this will be a thing tomorrow.
No doubt.
You can just tell.
This is going viral on TikTok less than 2 weeks from their opening for the season. Fox 13's Eliana Sheriff interviewed the owner about how they accidentally stumbled on to viral fame and why they may need some extra trees this year.
Oh.
So the viral, like he's talking about viral video. He's like, it's still not as good as the old newspaper that I like to read every Sunday morning.
And of course, they sent out the news reporter with the last name Sheriff. So they sent the sheriff out to
sheriff
go find out
there,
what was going on.
Crack the case.
Stumbled onto viral fame and why they may need some extra trees this year.
Oh.
Oh,
oh, you don't say. Well, my ears are perked.
I thought it'd be kind of funny, but I really didn't think it was like that funny.
Derek Peters.
So he has a viral video, something that's funny. He didn't think it was going to be that funny.
Okay.
Do you want to venture a guess as to what he's doing to sell trees?
Well, his last name is Peters, so I'm going to start there.
No, you're not far off.
Peterson says this video was actually recorded last...
Oh, it's Peterson!
Peterson!
Oh, it stopped on Peters! I thought his name was Peters!
Yeah, you're still close.
Oh, okay.
You're still all over it.
Fine. Peterson says this video was actually recorded last year. They decided to repost it ahead of this season. In just 4 days, this TikTok already has over 1 million views, and it's putting Utah on the map for Christmas trees. Comments, shares, and likes. Derek says the unexpected viral response followed their surprisingly successful season during a pandemic.
My family, friends, everyone's like, oh, you're crazy. You shouldn't do it this year. And I'm like, well, we're doing it. So...
Despite concerns of slow business, they sold out in just 11 days last year, a new record for the family. They celebrated by making this video.
It's almost time to come to Elk Ridge, Utah to get your Christmas tree from Peterson Trees.
So it's very seductive video. This gentleman, Peterson, is kind of like leaning up onto the trees. They're playing some of the music you can hear there in the background. Very seductive. No, they're not playing the NHL safety music.
See a Johnny Hotbody, this guy?
He's a little bit like a lumberjack. Feel to him.
Okay.
A little bit of a lumberjack. Maybe so a bit of a bear. Sean, would you refer to this guy as a bear? A little bit of a bear?
Yeah, maybe more like a Wolverine.
Could be a Wolverine. Is that a... Okay.
Is he a snack, though? That's really the question.
No, I wouldn't say so.
It's big. It's hairy.
So he's just kind of, you know, trying to sensualize the Christmas tree business a little bit.
So this guy is like the dude in the Brawny commercial with the red, you know.
Or the Mr. Clean commercial where he's like scrubbing the floor and he's really swaying it back and forth.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Really getting after
it. You might be right.
It's almost time to come to Elk Ridge, Utah to get your Christmas tree from Peterson Trees.
And I thought, God, we ought to do a dance to that or something. It'd be kind of funny. We did a rehearsal like a couple days before, and the guys weren't really into it that much.
So that's when we brought out the cognac. That's when everybody got into it.
They rehearsed
a dirty dancing on the Christmas trees, and he says, according to him, in rehearsal, they weren't all that into it. But you just kind of... You got an idea there. You want to see it through.
It was like me. He'd never seen the movie, so he didn't get the concept of dirty dancing.
This movie wasn't 1918 either. You didn't have to do it in one continuous shot.
No, that is true. Even on your phone, you can just kind of, you know, edit it around.
Yes, you can.
We got him to get on the pole and kind of did an inverted spin, and it was kind of like that moment I knew we kind of had something special.
An inverted spin?
A little pole dancing for you.
Yeah.
Oh, so somebody found a guy who was a fireman and knows what he's
pretty
doing
much,
on a pole.
Pretty much. And then he said, at that moment, that moment we knew we were going to sell out our Christmas trees.
Well, that guy be at Dossier's on Saturday night. They do their big Christmas tree
spectacular. He was actually a member of the ALCS.
Oh, he could be.
Very good.
This free advertisement on TikTok has some people online saying they want to come from as far as the Big Apple.
Shut up.
What are you doing?
I mean, really?
I got to travel from New York City, that's the Big Apple, all the way out to Utah to get a Christmas tree? How the hell are you going to bring it back? You driving all the way out?
New York is back, baby!
Just to see these guys? Come on, it's not that good. I saw the video. It's creative. Good for them. They're selling out their trees, but let's not get slappy with it.
We're going to get a bus, and just a lot of ladies are going to come out and get a tree, and they're like, I have a fake tree, but I'm going to get probably 10 real trees.
Okay, now we've gotten into the fiction piece of all this.
No.
First of all, it's a 33-hour drive just to go from New York City to Utah, let alone wherever they're at.
33 hours.
33 hours.
It just shows you how horny some people are.
And the...
I have a fake tree, but I'm going to get 10 real
trees.
You're
going to get 10?
You don't have the floor space for 10 Christmas trees.
Well, unless they're going to start their own Christmas tree farm, because now they want to get scantily clad on a pole to be able to think they might get famous.
That's true.
Selling Christmas trees.
Yeah, a million views on TikTok, something to sneeze at.
Oh, John got that for his outfit in Nashville.
Yeah, he wishes.
He did get a pretty good response.
At Peterson Farms, they try to make their tree stand like a Hallmark moment with a fireplace, Santa, music, and more.
It's just kind of fun having relationships with people and seeing how far they travel and stuff like that. So we kind of try and make it a magical moment.
Sister wives are out in Utah, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's maybe, big polygamy world.
So, yeah, maybe that's what he's referring to there a little
trees
bit.
Trees are standing up for different reasons.
Correct.
And he recommends shopping local for your tree.
All our trees are getting cut right now, so they're fresh and they're from Utah, so we shouldn't have a shortage for local trees.
Because that
was a concern for me. I heard about this tree shortage. That's true. That's what they're saying. They're like, there's not as many Christmas trees. Just like you heard about the turkey shortage.
Of course.
Thanksgiving. Same thing. Turkey farms, tree farms, they're one and the same, and they're all going the way of the rainforest.
But I love the sell here. Oh, these trees are grown in Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn it, Keith, you better go out and get a purebred Massachusetts tree today
or
tomorrow, whenever you go.
They bust them in from New York is what I've heard.
I need the tag on the top.
Yeah, where's this one
grown in Massachusetts?
I might cut it down myself. Then you know for sure. That's the only real way to know.
That would be amazing. Yeah. First of all, where would you go cut down a tree?
Oh, no, there's
you
wouldn't places.
Get the woods?
No, there's places. Shime.
What?
You're not just going to go to the woods and just cut down a random tree and stuff it in your house.
Yeah, you mean to
you
tell
might?
Me?
But there are Christmas tree farms, especially growing up in New Hampshire, they were all this way, where they were all in the ground, and you go out to this land, you take a little tractor out there or a little flatbed, and then you mow it down yourself, and then you're out of there.
Now they want to take the chainsaw out of your hands because
yeah,
you
now
can't
they're like,
trust
hey,
people
sir.
Nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
Are Christmas trees just always coniferous trees? Is that true?
I'm going to guess so, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure because I've never seen like a Christmas tree produce pines. They're like the pine cones. A
lot of sap, a lot of sap in here.
He says they should last a long time if you provide them with enough water. And keep in mind, they're very thirsty when you first get them, almost as thirsty as the comment section on this TikTok.
That's a pretty good line.
That's
a good. Pretty good line.
Eliana Sheriff, Fox 13 News, Utah.
Thank you very much, Eliana.
No examples? Not even one? You mean to tell me there wasn't one that they could get by the news director?
Juicy comments, which we will not tell you here. Well, you heard about the horny housewives that were going to go get 10 trees.
Oh, of course.
So there's probably a lot of that.
You wouldn't believe the amount of eggplant emojis in the in the comments.
Well, sex sells.
I'm the sheriff.
As you know.
Yeah.
Talk about a grinder.
No. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to come from New York City to go to Utah to go get a tree, and if it needs water pretty continuously from when you cut it down and get it, by the time you strap that thing to your Winnebago and drive your ass back 2 days to New York City, that thing's going to be dead.
Yeah, that's also true.
Or you're going to lose a lot of
pines. Trees this year.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah, so hopefully I have a successful trip tomorrow.
That lady would have said, I love wood. That would be perfect. So do you know where you're going for this tree?
No, there's like two or three places. We went to a great place last year, and then we went to another place a couple years before that was fine, but the tree kind of died early. So I don't know if that was us, even though we gave it plenty of water, or if it was more the place. So still TBD.
Are you the one who crawls underneath there and puts the water in?
Sometimes.
I mean, all the time?
Maybe. If I'm instructed to.
Oh.
That is the one good thing about the fake tree, man.
You don't have to water it.
You
don't have
to wedge your ass underneath there.
The dog's not under there getting a drink.
None of it.
Yeah. I don't have to drape lights on it. They're just attached. It's wonderful.
I'm going to tell you, because I know that after Christmas, we're going to end up having a little bit of vacation time and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And when we get back, I'm going to alert you to the amount of deals that you're going to be able to get come January 5th on Christmas trees.
All right.
You're not going to be able to resist.
I'll see how this one goes.
Because you could sell that.
I probably could. We'll see. Especially after 2 years ago when I smashed my wife's favorite lamp because I put the tree up wrong and it came crashing down. Yeah, whatever.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's a story.
Yeah.
You left us on the cliffhanger now.
Don't worry. That's the short version. I put it in a treetop holder or whatever, and then it went crashing down the middle of the night. Smashed a bunch of ornaments, smashed her lamp. Yeah, there's no problem. All right.
Tiger Woods talked about his smashed up leg today. We'll get to that next.
I thought it'd be kind of funny, but I really didn't think it was like that funny.
It's almost time to come to Elk Ridge, Utah to get your Christmas tree from Peterson Trees.
They're very thirsty when you first get them, almost as thirsty as the comment section on this TikTok.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!